markets are dealing with it in different ways. But again, it's going to take some time to do that. Next slide, please. Okay. So where are we in that endeavor? The RFP was released on the 19th of December last year, but a vendor has not been selected yet. Ratings have been collected from all the potential vendors, and they're being evaluated by a group that was put together by Larry's office, including the VPR and VCRs, and so they will ultimately address this issue and make final decisions about vendors and or computer systems. I think that there has been some concern from campus VCRs with regard to the process and what the systems are actually going to do. And so I think, you know, this is a work in progress, and I think we'll see how this develops as we go, you know, over the next few months. But certainly that's something that would help alleviate some of the issues. And I spoke in March, and using myself as an example, when I fill out an animal care protocol, I have about a dozen of those. Every time I have to type my name, type my address, type my phone number, I have to type my office number, I have to do all these things time after time after time. There's no way I can actually go in there one time and go through BlueStem and type my number and have my form come up and have it, you know, filled out to, you know, so that's something that's really pretty simple. Some of the forms are Word documents that are protected, you know, that I if I don't have the boilerplate answer, I can't fill in the form. So, you know, and so then you have to do it a paper form, and it just becomes really cumbersome. So I think that this software will you know, whatever we end up with will help us develop proposals. It'll help with training, award tracking. You know, where's my proposal right now? I mean, it's been submitted. Is the budget been approved? Is it being sent out? You know, at this point, I have no way to determine where my proposal is and what the status is. So I think you know, this is something again that's a work in progress. The next aspect is the conflict of commitment and interest forms, and certainly in response to changes in federal regulations, the university has revised its university policy on conflict of interest and commitment, or commitment and interest, and. I think, you know, with these new forms and some of these new reporting requirements, there's been a lack of clarity and some confusion about the, you know, the annual report of university non-university activities, and there's been some confusion with regard to the faculty about these forms and what we need to do. And I think that actually is something that we're getting some relief and it's actually getting better. So as you recall, the board was presented with a new revised policy, which you approved on July 19th, and that reflects NIH's new requirements for reporting and training. And so that's something that, you know, we've all been dealing with, and I think we're making some progress. I think that Larry and his office have done a great job with developing a new website that will allow us to put all these documents together and informational items, you know, to look at the policy, you know, what are the answers about, you know, what kind of signatures do I need, when do I need them by. So I think they've done a great job. And you know, one example on our campus and that I know about is that the Office of the Vice Chancellor of Research has built a new system, internal system, to deal with this Health and Human Services regulations to deal with this. So there's a website I can log on, there's my forms I can fill out, and that actually I think will be a great help. Regarding the software, you know, the hope is that it'll align processes across the university and allow these conflict of interest and reporting of non-university activities all together, but this is likely to be, you know, one of the most difficult parts of this because the three campuses do in three different ways. And so what the requirements are and how those will be aligned, you know, the question still, I think, remains, you know, is it three systems or is it one system? So that's certainly something that I think we need to do, or we need to address. Next slide, please. Procurement remains to be one of the issues that's of great concern to faculty. When I talked to you in March of 2011, you know, I refer to this as death by a thousand cuts. You know, and I think